On day 8, you're going to do the exact same exercise you did on day 7. So if you don't know what the exercise is because you blanked out, forgot, whatever reason, slept too much, drank too much, go ahead and listen to the previous track and find out what exercise 7 is. Once you know what exercise 7 is, you're going to do it again. This time you're going to commit to approaching 20 people. And here are the things we're going to change on the exercise. You're going to focus on feeling yourself, your consciousness above your body. Everything else is the same. You still smile. You still turn your body into a sky blue energy. You still relax your center line. You still do the exercises of day 7 that you practiced on day 6. You can listen to those again if you need to remember what those are. You still keep your feeling of the upper part of your brain. You still do everything at half the speed you normally would. And you go ahead now and focus even more so on keeping your consciousness even higher above yourself. Just feel it even higher above yourself as you do this. Okay? You're going to approach 20 people this way. And this time, when you approach them, you will engage them in a way that normally you would not engage. Not because you don't want to, but because before you had a problem with this. Engage them in a way you normally would not. For example, if the group of people you're working with is a group of women, say, you find attractive, you're going to then go ahead and ask each woman you approach if she would go out and have coffee with you. Something simple, but something that maybe you would not normally do, but you'd like to do. Just as an example, if you're dealing with the group of cops, you've been approaching policemen all week. Well, you're going to go and tell them something like, "I'm sorry, I parked in a handicapped spot. I'm not going to do it again, officer. Thank you." It doesn't really matter what you tell them. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you go ahead and tell them something that you normally would not. This is really important. Okay? Focus on your center line. Do the exercise as in day 7, which you practiced on day 6. If you need to listen to those again. And make sure this time to focus on your consciousness also high above you. Feel it high above you as you go through this exercise. And go ahead and approach 20 people. Commit to 20. Alright? You have to do all 20. If you do not do all 20, you have to repeat the exercise again from the beginning. This is expanding your awareness again because we're adding more things you have to keep track of. Okay? Write them down if you need to and if you haven't done so before. Everything you need to keep track of, such as relaxing your center line, dropping the feeling into your heart and dissolving it into compassion with a sky blue energy. You know the rest. Go through previous exercises if you need to remember. If you forget any part of the exercise, you must begin from the beginning of the exercise again. You must start the exercise again. Say you've done 19 people, 19 approaches, and you realize you've forgotten to smile. Even if you forgot just once, go back to the beginning and start with person number 1 for exercises for day 8. The only way you will be able to do all this and remember all this is if you've been doing the exercises 100% from day 1, including the preliminary exercises. Make sure you've been listening to CD number 2 every day, once, better yet, twice a day. If you can squeeze it in 3 times a day, even better. Make sure you're sticking to your commitments. You're following through on your affirmations from the first CD. Make sure you have been avoiding all disturbing emotions except the ones we've been working on. If you have done everything 100% as you committed to doing, this exercise should be very doable, very easy. At the very least, moderately easy. Otherwise, just figure out which step it is you need to redo and redo that day's worth of exercises. At the end of your day, write down one thing you've learned, one thing that's changed, and make sure you listen once again to CD number 2. Go ahead and enjoy doing day 8. Come back when you're done and ready for day number 9.